必用脚头镣、脚环镣头勒住他，不然就不能顺服。恶人必多受苦楚，唯独倚靠耶和华的，必有慈爱四面环绕他。你们二人应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人就当欢呼。圣经读毕，愿神祝福他的话语。
各位兄弟姐妹，今日我哋讲到嘅题目系应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐。呢个系诗篇嘅一句诗篇嘅金句。对于我哋现在嘅基督徒嚟讲，即系话俾我哋听，应该开开心心信耶稣。应当靠主欢喜快乐，应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐。对于我们来说，就是说应该开开心心地信耶稣。 The topic today from the psalm, Rejoice in the Lord, Yahweh. Rejoice in the Lord. And to us Christians today, it means rejoice in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.Let's rejoice in Jesus. 在马太福音26章、马可福音14章、路加福音22章，都记载到耶稣基督在他受死之前，和他的门徒和他的学生吃最后一餐的晚餐。耶稣拿起那个饼，就说这个是我的身体，你们拿去吃吧。那他的门徒就传那个饼，擘开将那个饼吃晒落去他们的肚里面了。耶稣基督又拿起那个杯来，那个葡萄酒，他说这一杯是我的血，你们拿去喝吧。那些门徒就将个杯一路传开去，大家拿来喝，将耶稣基督的宝血都喝晒落去肚里面。 In Matthew chapter 26, Mark 14 and Luke 22, Jesus, before he died, had the last dinner with his disciplesstudents. And Jesus took the bread and said, This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat. So they passed the bread around and ate the bread. And then Jesus took the cup and said, This cup is my blood. Drink it. And the disciples, the student,passed the cup around and had the blood of Jesus into their body. 在用完这个餐之后，根据约翰福音第13章讲，耶稣用了可谓讲几千句的说话去告诉他们听，我会住在你们里面，你又会住在我里面，我又是在天父的里面，你们又会在天父的里面，又会有圣灵住在你们里面，圣灵会继续教导你们， 你哋要相親相愛啊，合而為一啊。可以講用咗成千句嘅説話去講呢個信息俾佢哋聽。And after that, according to the book of John, chapter 13, and Jesus used thousands of words to tell them, I will be in you, and you will be in me. And I'll be in the Father, and you all will be in the Father. And the Holy Spirit will live in you, and will continue to teach you. And you got to love one another, and you'll be together. And we will all to be together. 我哋开开心心咁样信耶稣，因为我哋有圣灵喺我哋嘅心里边，有耶稣同我哋一齐行，我哋可以同主耶稣倾偈，有倾有讲。主耶稣啊，我唔知道下一步应该点做，我等你，求你指示我。我唔心急去决定，求你帮助我。你话几开心呢？开开心心咁样信耶稣。We are happy in the Lord. We are happy in Jesus. We have a Holy Spirit in our heart. We have Jesus walking with us. We can talk with Jesus. Oh Jesus, I don't know what to do next. I'm a little confused. I wait for your instructions.I don't want to rush to a decision. How happy to have Jesus walk with us and we can talk with Jesus. We rejoice in Jesus Christ. 在今天的经文，上帝跟我们说，他说我要教导你，我要指示你当行的路。上帝跟我们说，他说我会教你，我会告诉你怎样做。我应不应该卖那间屋？我应不应该买那架车呢？我应不应该接受那份工作呢？我应不应该辞职呢？上帝说，我会教你，我会指示你怎样做的。我投票，我应该投 yes 还是 no 呢？我应不应该开会的时候去问那个问题呢？甚至有一些生死攸关的决定，我应不应该接受那个医生的意见做那个手术呢？圣经说，上帝说，我是会教你，我是会指示你怎样做的。 You know the scripture today, God said to us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.Many decisions that we make. Should I sell the house? Should I buy the car? Should I take this job? Should I resign? Should I vote yes or no? Should I raise this question in a meeting? The scripture said, God told us, I will instruct you. And I will teach you in the way you should go. And there are sometimes life and death decisions. Should I take this medical treatment? Should I go for this surgery? And the Bible said, the Lord told us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. 各位兄弟姐妹，等我们有耐性一点，在我们做任何决定的时候，我们有点耐性，因为天父上帝说会指示我们，他会教我们怎样做。我们信的上帝不是一个偶像，他是可以说话的。他说，我要教导你，指示你当行的路，我会教你，我会告诉你下一步应该怎样做的。So brothers and sisters, we should be more patient before making a decision because our God is not an idol. He can speak to us. And the Bible said, He said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. 在这个社会里面有一个基督徒， 佢上個禮拜想買一部車，咁嗰一個嘅賣車嘅經紀就同佢講：你最好今日快啲決定啦，因為聽日我個同事咧就會俾另外一個人睇嗰部車噶啦。呢一個係好價錢嚟噶，你今日唔決定咧，聽日架車就冇咗噶啦咁樣。There's a Christian in town here. He wanted to buy a car last week.And the salesperson said to him, you better make a decision today because my co-worker will be showing the car to another customer tomorrow. It is a good deal, and chances are the car may be sold tomorrow. 咁個基督徒呢覺得有啲緊張了，不如今日就決定了去買嗰部車啦。但係佢禱告，主提醒佢，你鎮定啲，你鎮定啲，等多幾日添啦。主同佢講：若果聽日嗰個人買嗰部車，咁咪由得佢買咯。佢喺心裏邊聽到主一個咁樣嘅鼓勵，成個人好平安，可以講繼續開開心心咁樣信耶穌啦。And the Christian felt a little anxious and wanted to buy the car right away, but the Lord reminded him to just calm down.And wait a few days. And God said, if somebody buys a car tomorrow, let him buy the car. When he got the message from God, peace was settling all over him. And he continues to rejoice in Jesus Christ. 各位兄弟姐妹，我们要多点耐性，在做决定之前，等下，上帝说会给我们清楚的指示。我们信的上帝不是一个菩萨，不是一个偶像，他是懂得讲话，他可以跟我们沟通。 Brothers and sisters, we should be more patient in making a decision. God will give clear instruction, as the Bible said. God said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should goI will counsel you with my loving eye on you. 而在第八節聖經說，上帝說我要定睛在你身上勸戒你，我要定眼地望著你，我經常留心著你，然後去勸你，去教你。各位兄弟姐妹，上帝會經常這樣留意著我們，看著我們，然後去教我們，定睛在我们身上劝戒我们。你说多开心。有一个女仔想找一个好的辅导员，等她一觉得很紧张，很不知道怎么做的时候，就可以跟那个辅导员聊下偈。她跟一个辅导员是聊过的了，但她不喜欢那个辅导员，所以炒了她，你不用来帮我了。但其實就算他找到一個很好的輔導員，那個輔導員又怎可以7日24小時陪著他，看著他，去教他呢？但聖經說，我們的天父，我們的救主耶穌，我們寶貴的聖靈，是會定睛在我們身上望著我們，看著我們，陪著我們，然後教我們。我们真的要开开心心信耶稣了。Brothers and sisters, God said He will counsel us with His loving eye on us. You know, a lady wants to find a counselor who can talk with her whenever she is confused. She talked with a lady counselor, but she did not like her. She fired the counselor.Actually, even if she can find one, the counselor simply cannot watch over her 24/7. But the Bible says, Our Father, the Lord Jesus, will counsel us with His loving eye on us. This is the reason why we can rejoice in the Lord. So, 今日的題目是開開心心信耶穌了。当靠主欢喜快乐是有原因的，是有原因的。 在剛才讀的經文第十一節，第十一節叫那些靠主歡喜快樂的人，即是等於開開心心信耶穌的人。第十一節說那些開開心心信耶穌的人是義人，是心裡正直的人。 You know the verse 11 in the scripture that we read today, call those rejoice in the Lord, meaning those rejoice in Jesus, the scripture call them the righteous, the upright in heart. 在剛才讀的經文第一到第五節都講，其實我們又怎是義人呢？我們又怎會是完全正直無罪的人呢？在剛才 的經文詩篇32篇第一第五節都講，我們承認我們自己的罪，主赦免我們，主不算我們為有罪，他不當我們是有罪，所以我們就是歡喜快樂了。 In the scripture today, verses 1 to 5 in Psalm 32, we confess our sins, we acknowledge our sins, and the Lord forgave our sins, and the Lord did not count our sins against us. And that is the reason why we are happy. We're happy in the Lord. The Lord did not count our sins against us. 所以我們開開心心地信耶穌。在路加福音22章、耶利米書31章、以西結書11章，我們知道耶穌說，這杯是我的血，你們拿去喝吧。意思是你會有一個新的心，你會有一個新的靈，聖靈會在你們的心裏面一路教導你們，你們會變成一個新人。 You know, based on Luke 22, Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 11, we know that when Jesus said, "This is my blood, drink," we know that the meaning is that your sins will be forgiven and you'll have a new heart and new spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord will continue to teach you in your heart and you'll become a new person. 各位兄弟姊妹，我們開開心心地信耶穌，我們知道從前我們不是一個正直的人。如果由一分至十分，你說從前你是不是公義正直的，可能我們一分兩分，但是我們現在好一點了。或者用一至十分，我們現在的正直和公義可能是四分五分，但是上帝說在第八節說，我會教導你，我會指示當行的路。我們靠著聖靈的教導，靠著主的力量，出年可能我們五分至六分，再過一年可能六分至七分，因為有聖靈的教導，因為我們裡面有新的生命，所以我們有原因去開開心心地信耶穌。 Brothers and sisters, we rejoice in the Lord, we rejoice in Jesus Christ. We know that we hesitate to say that we are righteous or upright in heart. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably we used to score only 1 to 2. But now we are doing better. Maybe we score 4 to 5. Because the scripture said, God said, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So by the Spirit of the Lord and the teaching of the Holy Spirit, next year we'll be doing better. We'll score 5 to 6. And the year after next, we'll do even better. Maybe we'll score 6 to 7. So we rejoice in Jesus Christ. We have a reason. Because the Lord is keeping his loving eye on us, continue to teach us and instruct us what is the next step, how to do, what to say. Thank God for that. 我们多谢主。 是主的恩典与我们同在。各位兄弟姐妹，